Welcome to a new episode of Saturday Soundbites, the vibrant and powerhouse podcast where we discuss all things customer service, marketing, and communications in the K-12 education space. I'm Veronica V. Sofer, a K-12 communications expert with more than two decades in the industry, and I'm your host. Communications is at the heart of everything in education, and I'm committed to bringing on innovative, passionate, and successful experts that are going to teach you how to level up your district's visibility and impact. So whether you're an education leader, teacher, school marketer, or anything in between, Saturday Soundbites is your go-to for information, insight, and sometimes a good laugh. Be sure to check out my website, veronicabsofer.com, to get even more tips and tools and to see some of the powerful resources and courses I've created for educators. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, hello, and welcome to Saturday Soundbites. I'm your host, Veronica Sofer. I have the pleasure of bringing you this podcast so that we can connect with some amazing guests who talk to us about our visibility strategy, all the things we need to do to make sure that we are being seen, we are being heard, we are making authentic connections. And so that looks like advertising, marketing, public relations, networking, mindset, and really being able to communicate authentically with our target audiences. So I have another great guest for you today. I'm going to bring her on in just a second. But before we do that, I want to make sure that you hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, wherever you're listening to this podcast, because we don't want you to miss any episodes of Saturday Soundbites. And if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments and my guest and I will be sure to connect. So let's go ahead and get this episode started. So excited about today's guest. We have Noelle Custis joining us. Welcome.
Hello there. So excited to be here today.
Likewise. I'm so excited about today's conversation. We keep using the word excited because I just don't have another one, because we're going to talk about all the wonderful things that we need to do to make sure that we are showing up in our business. So Noelle, I'm so honored that you're here.
Oh, thank you. I am honored to be here. I just feel like I'm so passionate about talking about this. So it's going to be a lot of fun today.
Great, great. Well, let's dive in. First, let's talk a little bit about your background and what got you to where you are, because I think people don't naturally decide, hey, I'm going to go into coaching and start talking about mindset. How does one's career get to that level?
Gosh, such a great question. Yes, I have been an educator for the last 25 plus years. I say plus years because even through college, I was working in preschools and became an assistant director there. But I have been mostly in elementary and middle school. And about a year ago, I decided it was time for me to take a leap of faith and do something a little bit differently. I had been in the space of teaching for a really long time. I loved it. Love so much about it, but there were circumstances in which it was time for me to make a pivot. And honestly, when I left the teaching world, I absolutely never thought about becoming a coach. It wasn't even on my radar at all. And what happened was, is I started moving along and I was doing a lot of work on myself personally and just really coming to a place. I'm going to be 50 this year. So it was one of those spaces in my life that I knew I needed to make some changes as well. And through that self-growth period, what ended up happening, I was always fascinated with Carol Dweck. I was teaching growth mindset. It was absolutely one of my biggest passions, character ed, all of the things, right? And so it just naturally started to become a part of my life and I was living that out. And so then one thing led to another. Long story short, I ended up taking a course for coaching and I really was just going to do it for my own personal growth. And it has led me into a whole nother direction in my life. And here we are as a transformational coach and loving it, just really embracing working with women and growth mindset, really.
Yeah, I love it. And it's so true. And you say, anytime someone says Carol Dweck, I just, my eyes just light up, right? Because in the education space, we read so much about how to work with students and how to get them being creative and how to communicate more clearly. But oftentimes as adults, we don't apply those same strategies to the work that we're doing. And so I love that you were able to bridge your K-12 education experience to what you're doing now? Because I think oftentimes we forget that there's great resources out there that we teach our little ones, but we aren't practicing ourselves.
Oh, so good. So good. And that's exactly where I was at. I recognized that I was carrying some of those tools with me, but really I did the same thing. I was reflecting on that going, gosh, there's so much power in the mindset and how we live out our lives. And here we are in the classroom. And again, just, you know, so passionate about it. But when I was stepping into my own life, I was not practicing those same skills as much as I would have liked to have been. And so that was the work that I knew that really needed to be done, because I saw the power in it and I saw what it can do for students. And I thought, as adults, we need to be doing the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you think about when you're coaching someone, as they're deciding what they want to do, maybe they want to transition out of their 9-to-5 or something, mm-hmm. how do you start that conversation? Because I think people might come to you with different levels of experience. Maybe they've read a couple of books or listened to a few podcasts or something like that. But if they've got none of that back work done, how do you even just start the conversation about showing up authentically, joyfully, completely mm-hmm. in touch with your power? Sometimes I wonder how that can be really overwhelming for someone who's not used to that language.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, I'm so grateful for my background in teaching, because it's like going back to those basics and really understanding that, yes, as educators, we have our language and we have the way that we communicate and we know all of these things. Whereas, you know, when I'm working with women that may not be in education and are in different spaces in their life, they don't know where to start. It's almost like they come to me with a gut feeling of knowing, I feel like I want more out of my life. I feel like I'm not living my life the way it is supposed to look. This isn't what I imagined it to be. So like you said, it is on a lot of different levels. So for me, it really is going back to their why and really diving deep into that. And so if I'm talking to an educator, it would be about, you know, let's go back to your why, because we all know that teaching is a passion. And a lot of the careers that we get into in our lives, you know, we start out younger in our lifetime, which we have a completely different lens to what life looks like. And we start this endeavor and all of a sudden we are changing or we are expanding, or maybe our profession is changing and we're not sitting well in that space. So going back to our why and really talking about that and diving in and having them answer questions, you know, what is it that brought you to this space in the first place? You know, what did you want to do with this profession, or what were you looking at in your life to do? And when we start to really dive deep into that, we recognize that sometimes our whys have changed.
Yeah.
And once we're able to connect the dots with that, then we're able to go, okay, we're either going to ground ourselves in that why, because that's going to anchor us to move forward, or we're going to redefine what that why is. And then we can start making those changes and taking the next steps into that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, for some people, they're pretty in tune to their why. And, mm-hmm. In my experience and working with business owners and folks trying new passion projects, they used COVID as an opportunity for that downtime to listen and really get connected. And then we came out of COVID, jumped right back into life, and they felt that pull back to the work that they had done when things were a little quieter and a little bit slower. And so I suspect you probably see a lot of people in transition ready now to take that leap.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what happened to me. I had always been in a place, again, loved my profession, but I'm a mom, I'm a wife. Life was full and very busy. So when we were literally stopped in our tracks and were able to sit and really think and process and reflect. And then you're looking at the world again from a different lens because what was happening was so unfamiliar to us. And I remember sitting on our back patio with my husband over coffee, and I would just have tears in my eyes going, I don't know what this is all going to look like. And I'm teaching from home. It was feeling so foreign. It was like learning my profession all over again.
Yeah.
And as I was walking into that, and when I went back to school, exactly the same thing happened. I was like, it's not the same. People have changed. Our, you know, cultures have changed. Like just even being at school, students have changed. I mean, the whole thing. And I know that as I'm working with people in different industries, they were feeling the same thing. And so that's exactly what has happened is people have walked back into a space thinking it was going to be the same and it's not. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, okay, what do we do to pivot? And if I'm going to stay here, what can I do to bring that joy back into my life and bring that purpose back into my life? Or maybe I need to look at a transformation and what are some other opportunities for me? Mm-hmm. And that's scary, you know, yeah. That's a scary place to be when all you've known is your identity through your career and what your life looked like. It's a very scary thing for people to go through. For
oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think feeling that uncomfortable pull is probably what drives some folks. And so as we shift gears a little bit, I want to ask you about some tactical strategies or tools people can do or use and start to implement to show up more authentically. You know, we talk about needing to communicate with people based on, you know, where we're at, connected to our why, completely joyfully in the space. How does one do that if you're not like into yoga or you don't know how to meditate or any of those other things that people might assume gets you to that place? How do you show up?
Oh, so good. Well, one of the things that I work mostly with women, and that is typically my community. I feel a huge connection. And so one of the things that we talk about is stepping into her. And her is defined for me as being happy, empowered, and radiant. Like, how are you shining your light? And so oftentimes when we're thinking about that, you know, we can read all of the books, we can listen to the podcast, we can do all of the things, but until we start to put things into action, it's really, you know, it's challenging because we're inundated. And oh goodness, as a teacher, I am guilty of this. I am a constant lifelong learner. So I'm feeding myself with all of this information, but then it's like, what do I do with that? And so it's real. One of the things that I always ask my clients is I say, okay, what, first of all, what gets you out of bed in the morning? Where's your happy spot in that? And then another question that I love to ask is if you could choose your best day, money wasn't an option, you know, resources weren't an option. If you could choose your best day, what does that look like? And we're talking from the moment you open your eyes until the moment you lay that head down on your pillow. And so then they're starting to think about possibilities. And what is it that you like to do? Because you have to tap into that. And there's really, you know, there's a few characteristics in that. And there's a few categories when we're really talking about, you know, because like you said, some people don't like the yoga and people think that it's about the yoga and the meditation. There's so much more to it because it's really looking at what are some things that you're good at? What are your talents? What are your skills? Also, it's about serving. Believe it or not, when we care deeply about something and we connect to that, that brings about our purpose as well. And then the third category would be what is a special part of your being? Are you a relationship builder? Are you a great listener? So once we start to look at those three categories, then we can start tapping into our core values. And that is what I believe really starts to drive us into honing into our core values and what that means to you, because that is where the spark comes from. That's when we start to find a spark going, oh my gosh, you know, I never thought of that. I never saw outside of my four walls. I've kind of just been in this space. So it's opening our eyes to those other possibilities so we can start to tap into that to find that spark. And once we find that spark, that becomes your anchor.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And once you've named it, you can start replicating it in different places of your life. What are a couple of tips that you give your clients on how to be reminded of their anchor and that, and get that spark, keep that spark present front and center for them?
Oh yeah. You know, and that's always the biggest question, right? So I am a big believer in a kind of, I don't like to say a morning ritual, because I know a lot of people talk about a morning routine, and there's so many studies out there that show what it looks like when we start off our morning in a powerful way, where that could look like journaling, positive affirmations, speaking life into yourself to where you are starting to, like I said, stepping into her, which is, you know, we are imagining what our best self looks like, and we are living that out as though it's today. So what is one thing you can do each day that would step into her and the life that you want to live? And it helps to redirect our attention. But when I say a daily ritual, one of the things that we really talk about is creating a space where you are finding those tools that work for you. So that's the great thing about my profession now, is that I get to be, like I always used to tell my students, I am here to provide you with a toolbox, all of these tools. It's like a big platter, and you get to pick out those tools that work best for you. And so that is what we really look at, is, you know, what does that daily ritual look like for you? Maybe it is in the morning to journal. Listening to music is super powerful. Again, you know, it's doing the action steps, visualization practices. And, you know, you have to open the minds of people to see, you know, outside of, a lot of people go, that's not really my thing. And when you start to, like I said, dive into some different ideas, like working out, exercising, this is a wonderful way to get those endorphins going. But a lot of people think of that, they just automatically tie that to going to the gym. Right. And it's like, no, it can simply be just going out for a little walk, or just doing a few stretches in the morning and doing some breathing techniques. It's amazing what our brain does to rewire itself. And I always say, you know, it's about like getting away from that default brain that we're so used to, the stories we've told ourselves, the patterns that we've been in. It's kind of changing that up a little bit and just trying some things out.
Yeah. So, so true. Oh my gosh. Noelle, you have dropped some amazing gems, and I know our audience is going to want more. So how can they connect with you? What are some ways that they can reach out to you, learn more about you, and potentially work with you?
Absolutely. You can reach out. I pretty much am living on Instagram these days. So okay. You can absolutely reach out to me. It is at joyful_Noelle. And I have in the bio, there are lots of opportunities. I am passionate. Like I said, I'm all about women being able to shine from the inside out. And I believe we all deserve to live our most authentic lives. So I have lots of things going on. There are, you know, in my world, it's all about, you know, networking, connecting, building relationships. That's a biggie for me. And I just love people. You know, I realize I'm just that person that when people say, you retired from teaching, I said, it's not, I retired from the profession, but I'm just teaching in a different way now. And I feel like, you know, I'm just starting out again. This is just a fun new adventure. And really just, my heart is really about helping women see outside of their box. You know, sometimes it's hard to get out of that when we're busy mamas and in our professions.
You are so, so right. Noelle, you have been a pleasure. All of your contact information will be in the show notes so our audience can reach out to you. But thank you so much for sharing some of your wisdom with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You bet. All right, everybody. Let's get the show wrapped up. Thank you so very much for joining us. Make sure that you hit subscribe if you are listening on a podcast. go to the show notes, click all of Noelle's contact information. She's on Instagram most of the time. Make sure you click there. And if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments and Noelle and I will be sure to connect. We're going to wrap up this episode by sending you lots of positive energy and light.